Now here is our Senior Vice President of Global Sales, Mr. Jeff Hill, to get you started. Good morning, Jeff.
Chica, good morning, and how are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. I'm a little tired. I had a full weekend, but great relaxing time.
Good. Well, good to be here. It's Monday. I appreciate the Groucho Marx quote of, you have to make your own weather. And today is here, and I think this is a great Monday to get things started. And of course, as
Absolutely.
always, we try and put together a powerful call with lots of insight, lots of meat to help our coaches get going. So today we certainly have that, and we have some great announcements. A little bit later, we're going to be announcing our team challenge winners. We've got some recognition and a speaker today, I think, that's going to add some great insights. But before we get going, I want to just make a couple of announcements that you need to be aware of, and one shout out as well, a little special recognition. Many of you know one of our regional sales directors, Alethea Cox, been at the company for about 6 to 8 months. Yet there is a race, a road bike race, that is called the Lodajah. It goes from Logan, Utah, in the mountains for 207 miles to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's the longest one-day sanctioned road bike race in North America for a one day. And on Saturday, Alethea rode and completed this race. Now, you got to appreciate 207 miles in one day. And so I just want to take my hat off. She came in this morning, showed me her trophy for winning that, and I've actually done that race a number of times as well, and it's not an easy feat. So I take my hat off to her, and it'd be great for you guys to give a shout out to her as well. So Alethea, way to go.
Yay,
Now,
Alethea!
exactly. Hey, secondly, everybody, you need to be putting on your calendar the October 22nd, Super Saturday. We have our Success Club Leadership Retreat the weekend before. We'll be going over a lot of things there. But for the masses, for everybody in the different parts of the country, October 22nd, so be picking your venues. Leaders, identify who's going to be leading where, what's going to happen there. There'll be more information coming out from Sandy Bouadon on that, how you access the information. Will be a great meeting. So October 22nd in the morning. Third announcement, which is really key. As all of you know, we have put out P90X to the pre-orders, and we had an exclusive coach opportunity over the Labor Day weekend that was exclusive through Monday, the 5th of September. Now, there's some confusion, and some of the coaches think that, well, that was the only opportunity that I, as a coach, had to extend the pre-order offer to all my customers and anybody that I come into contact with. That's absolutely not the case. You still have the opportunity to offer to any and everybody the pre-order of P90X2. Here's the key for that. In order for people to have their P90X2 by the holidays, to ensure that, it has to be done through pre-order, and you can facilitate that to make it happen. You'll also remember there's a lot of weekly prizes. The more people that go in, the more times you get people's name in there, the more opportunity you have to earn prizes. Here's the other piece that really still does make this an exclusive opportunity for you as coaches. Beachbody has not yet gone to the airwaves and started to promote the pre-order opportunity. And so right now, the voice out there is your voice. And so it still really does remain exclusive to you as coaches to place those pre-orders. And many of you are taking advantage of that. I know that Carl was going to be sending an email out to the world, out to all of you today, sharing some of the questions that he's getting, some of the answers, for some clarity's sake. So look forward to that. But again, this really does remain, in many respects, exclusive to you as coaches to take advantage of. So keep talking, keep positioning that. We've also heard a lot of people that have signed up current coaches based on the opportunity to acquire the P90X2, just because they're excited about that. They say, "Hey, boy, you'll get this in January, excuse me, in December, but get into your P90X or Insanity right now, and in December you'll be ready." So anyway, hope that's clear. More information to come on that. So in recap, Alethea, congratulations. October 22nd, Super Saturday. P90X pre-order still out there, still available. Be talking it. It's a great door opener, great conversation starter for all of you. So with that, we also have some good recognition right now. And Denise is not available this morning. She's on an airplane, but we've asked Sandy Boudon if she'd help out with that. So Sandy, let me toss it over to you.
Well, thanks, Jeff. And that's very exciting about Alethea. Congratulations if you're listening, Alethea. I've got the honor to announce rank advancement this week, so I'm going to start right now with Diamond Coaches. Congratulations, Maria Calanta, Michael Castillo, Renee Freeman, Daniel Judd, Corianne Lentz, Christina Vella, Jeopardy Wagner, and Leland Yarnell. Congratulations, new Diamond Coaches. We've got four new one-star Diamond Coaches, Sean Dorsett, Brittany Gisa, Nicole Seek, and Justine Van. And Jeff, we go all the way now to 10-star diamond for this week. Congratulations, a brand new 10-star diamond, Mindy Wender. Way to go. Congratulations, Mindy. I've also got five top recruiters that I'm reading for this week. Wayne Wyatt, Bridget Turan, Mary Bauer, Tara Carr, and Tina Gonzalez. Congratulations. And three top Shakeology HD coaches and my dog barking. We've got A. Bradley, Wayne Wyatt, and Jonathan Register. Congratulations, everybody. And, Jeff, back to you.
So, Sandy, congratulations to everyone. I'm excited that your dog gets excited about the recognition.
He was very excited that the mailman's here early, yes.
Well, I have to think it was recognition, not the mailman, Sandy. Work with me on this.
Okay.
But everybody, seriously, congratulations. Mindy, up there in the Upper Peninsula, congratulations to you. Whenever I hear Mindy's name, she's a standout to me in many respects because, again, she's an individual that has set some high, high goals, and she's working in a smaller part of the world. And a lot of times I hear from coaches, hey, you know what, I'm in this little tiny place, I'm isolated, I'm this, I'm that. And, boy, that's a strike against me. It really makes it challenging for me to do my business. Well, it may be challenging, but believe me, there are people that have overcome those challenges that are doing that with great finesse and ability, and Mindy is one of those. So, Mindy, congratulations on moving your business forward. Okay, this is a moment that I've been waiting for, and I know many of you out there that have been waiting for that have been involved with the Success Club Team Challenge. Now, of course, we ended the team challenge at the end of August. It started at the beginning of July. We announced it at Summit, and it really was a great success for Team Beachbody. When we announced this, we thought, how many teams could we possibly get? You know, if we had 600 or 750 teams, I would call that a success. Well, boy, was I ever myopic. As we announced this, we had over 1,200 teams that registered, over 6,000 coaches that joined forces in July and August, and to varying degrees participated in the team challenge and created some great results. You say, what kind of results? Well, here's what happened. In literally the slowest months of the year, July and August, where people are focused on vacation, on other things, we had the highest net coach growth in literally one of the slowest months in the year, when we didn't have some other kind of promotion out there like free enrollments or something like that. So highest coach growth in one of the most challenging months of the year. And that was because you as leaders, you as coaches came together, had a very focused mission, got these teams and put the fundamentals of the game plan, put the fundamentals of bringing teamwork and accountability together to make this team challenge work. And there's been some incredible stories that come out of this where we've seen new leadership, new layers of leadership that have surfaced, where stories of people saying, you know what, but for this, I wouldn't have accomplished, what I did in a challenging month. I didn't know that I could do this. I didn't know that I could get this kind of result. Hey, this was a great leadership experience for me. Stories go on, and we'll make sure that we share those, because this isn't the last time that we'll do this kind of a team challenge. But it helped bring just really a razor-sharp focus to our third quarter with us driving in one direction. So One, let me say thank you for participation, for your participation, and two, congratulations. And again, it wasn't the fact that someone came in first or in the top 10 or the top 50 teams. Is that teams came together and they focused on the fundamentals of the business and they started to create a great foundation that built their business. And yes, there was some fun and there was, I don't know the number of T-shirts that were earned right now. That number we'll share as I get a better idea of that. But many, many, many of you earned Team Challenge T-shirts for going out and participating and bringing it to the table. So, but now it's my pleasure to be able to announce both the top 10 individual earners and the top 10 teams. And I'll just say this, it was a photo finish. We had Michael and Jackie auditing these numbers throughout the weekend to make sure that our numbers were good because it was so close. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with the top 10 individual point earners. And there's prizes. Those are online. I'm not going to go through all the prizes, but here they are so we can get to our featured speaker as well. So in 10th place for the individual top point earner was Wendy Santiago. In 9th place, Nick Husin, H-U-S-I-N, and I apologize if I don't get the pronunciation right. In 8th place, Jonathan Register. In 7th place, Lauren Knight. In 6th place, Josh Spencer. In 5th place, Scotty Hobbs. In 4th place, Bridget Turan, T-U-R-A-N. In 3rd place, Lindsay Matway. In 2nd place, Tara Carr. And in 1st place, top individual point earner in the team challenge was Wayne Wyatt. So congratulations to these top 10 individual point earners. Here's what's amazing on this. I talked about it being a photo finish. Literally between 10th place and 2nd place, the point difference was, oh boy, was less than 20, was about 20, 25 points, which is absolutely incredible. So way to go. Okay, now the top 10 team challenge teams. And once again, this literally came down to the thinnest of margins. And I'm going to start with the top 10. In 10th place, led by team captain Tom Birkenmeyer, Team Passion. In 9th place, led by team captain Lisa Hansen, Team Spirit. In 8th place, team captain Jay Jorgensen, an old Idaho boy, now living in Texas. 3 guys and 2 girls. Okay. In 7th place, team captain Josh Spencer, Fluffy Bunny Eaters. Now, what that means for those who don't know, that's someone that was going after Wayne Wyatt's Team Fluffy Bunny. Love that. In 6th place, led by team captain Jason Croxford, the Trend Enders. In 5th place, team captain Chris Ballmert, Team Motivate. In 4th place, already gave a shout-out to one of these team members, but led by captain Brittany Jassau, the Youpers. That, Mindy Wender's part of that team. Okay, now the top 3 teams. And again, a photo finish, 4 points separated the top 3 teams. I mean, 2 months of work, 5 members on each team, taking it to the mat. We went dark. They didn't know who was where. But these teams produced some great results. In 3rd place, led by captain Lindsay Matway, the Bombshell Dynasty. In 2nd place, and here we go, led by team captain Wayne Wyatt, Team Fluffy Bunny, and in 1st place of this year's Success Club Team Challenge, led by captain Tara Carr, all the way over in Japan, I Am Supernatural. So to all of these teams, to all of these individuals, congratulations. You did. It was awesome what you brought. And again, more importantly than than the prizes and the winning. It's what happened to your business. It was the relationships that were built. So congratulations to all of you on this. So we're now going to move on, actually, to one of the individuals that led one of these teams that has created some great success. And I met this young woman for the first time right after I joined Team Beachbody in Orlando, Florida. I went out to a game plan event, and this young blonde woman came up to me and said, "Jeff, you've got your retreat, your scouted out promotion that's going to Cabo and to Atlantis and to Canada. And I'm telling you right now," and this was in January, "I am going to earn my way to Cabo. I've set a goal. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go." Lindsay Matway, four-star diamond from Tampa Bay, came up and said, "This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to accomplish." And honestly, I've had a lot of people that will come up to me with those kind of projections and promises, and they don't always materialize. And so it was interesting to watch Lindsay as she set her sights. And sure enough, the winner to Cabo, one of the winners to Cabo, was Lindsay Matway, because she set her mind on that. She's a four-star diamond coach. She joined in October of 2009. She's earned Success Club 14 consecutive months. In the last 12 months, her commission check has increased six times, 525%, to where she's earning a real nice income right now from Team Beachbody. She's recruited over 90 coaches. And here's something that's really key as well. 92% of them signed up with Shakeology Home Direct. In 2010, she was a Success Club 50-point trip qualifier, and she's in qualification for Elite Coach in 2011. And as I just announced, Lindsay led the team, her Bombshell Dynasty, to third place in the team challenge, and she's got lots of great insights. So, Lindsay, are you on the call with us this morning?
I am, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Well, let me just say this. One, congratulations on great performance in the team challenge. And on, again, more important to me than that is I've just seen you are a person that is determined and focused. After we came back from Cabo, my wife, Joette, went with us, and she said, "That Lindsay is impressive. This is a woman who has some goals and is going to put her fingerprints on life and make a difference." So it goes way beyond me, Lindsay. So anyway, you've got some things you want to talk about with Team Challenge and how to lead a team, so I'm going to toss it over to you.
Well, thank you. This is honestly a pretty profound moment in my life, because it's been a goal of mine since day one to be asked to be on the national call. So I'm absolutely honored to be able to come on the call today and share both my story, you know, as well as some insight as to what's helped me in my coaching business, especially over this past year. All the things that Jeff mentioned, you know, they're pretty glamorous sounding, but I know to a new coach they might feel pretty unattainable, and at least they did to me 14 months ago. So I thought I would start off by telling you guys a little bit more about me prior to coaching and share how I got involved with Beachbody, because my story is probably a little different than most would think it was. So in September of 2008, I was a 23-year-old bartender, and I'd always dreamed that I would do something big with my life, but I had absolutely no clue how I was going to be able to go about doing so. Little did I know at that point in my life that life was about to throw me a curveball, and I found out soon after that I was pregnant. And to be honest, at the time, it felt like the worst possible timing ever. I didn't have a clue who I was yet, let alone who I was as a mom, and not to mention, because of my career choice at the time, I had no insurance. So over the next 7 months, my fiancé and I definitely struggled financially, but we had managed to stay afloat until I gave birth to my daughter, London, who was born 2 months premature with a severe brain bleed and had a 90% chance of cerebral palsy, and spent 7 weeks in the NICU. She came home and she needed constant care, which meant no work for me, which also meant that we were getting pushed further and further into debt. Thank God, London has proved to be a miracle, but our financial situation, on the other hand, seemed to get worse and worse on a daily basis, especially the day I received our first of many hospital bills to come, and this particular one that I received was $220,000. Altogether, Linda's medical bills topped $400,000, more than the cost of the home I owned, which in the meantime had decided to start falling apart and had also managed to depreciate $100,000 in value since my purchasing it at 20 years old in 2005. I felt like the world was out to get me, and at 24, feeling like I had no other way out, I decided I should file for bankruptcy. You know, me, the girl who bought a house at 20 and never paid a bill late in my life. At the time, I had a 750 credit score. You know, I just couldn't understand how or why any of this had happened to me. And after a few solid weeks of definitely feeling sorry for myself, I had to start to piece back my life together, and I began by committing to get back in shape. So I ordered P90X, and I really struggled with it at first. So I decided to start to post my results on YouTube to help keep me accountable, and, you know, hoping that it would help inspire a few people if they happen to come across it. But little did I know how many people would eventually start to write me and tell me that I was their motivation. Now, here I was feeling like such a failure at the time, and all of a sudden these men and women were telling me that I was their inspiration. And I can honestly tell you guys that I cherish each and every one of those emails, because it made me feel alive again and to know that I was making a difference in somebody's life. So much so that I told my fiance, Billy, that if I could get paid to do that, to help people, it would be my dream job. He suggested that I call Beachbody to find out if they had some type of referral program. And after letting a few weeks pass by, I finally did. When I called, that's when I found out about coaching, and I signed up right then and there. Because I signed up through the phones and was not recruited by someone, Beachbody had randomly assigned me an upline sponsor who I quickly learned was a very busy personal trainer who wasn't necessarily working the coaching business. And I suppose I could have used that as an excuse as to why I wouldn't succeed and continue to be a victim of circumstances. But as I then, I decided that I was going to take things into my own hands and learn everything that I could. You know, that way, as I started to build a team of my own, I could create a unique culture that would support each other the way I wished or would have liked to have been supported during my journey. It was that moment that I created plans for my future team, which I was going to call Bombshell Dynasty. I envisioned a team that would not only work new coach with their upline sponsor, but that would also be connected to my entire downline to use for support, to learn from each other, to learn from their strengths and weaknesses or their mistakes. And they would also be asked to contribute by bringing their strengths and experiences to the table, paying it forward to the other coaches on the team. I decided the only way my team and I were going to be the success story that I dreamed of us being was for me to go all in. So I first began by listening to any and all coach trainings I could get my hands on. I found those both in the Coach Online office and through my Star Diamond coach, David Martin. And I knew if I wanted to grow a solid business that I would need to master the basics, so that when the time came to lead my own team, I was ready to lead from the front. Another thing that I did that helped me a lot was going to the leaderboards in the back office and then friend requesting all the top coaches on Facebook. Because what I did was I started to study their posts, and I took note of the ones that appealed to me personally and then posted something similar on my Facebook wall to see what type of response I got back from my friends. You know, I figured if they were at the top, they were at the top for a reason. And if I was to duplicate their behaviors and their practices, I could maybe reach those goals too. Another thing that I did that had a huge impact on my business in the beginning was my decision to attend the Chicago Game Plan in September of last year. At the time, there were no events in the Southeast where I am. And although we were broke, to say the least, we cut corners and made it our mission to get to the event ASAP because I knew leaders attend events, and I was determined to become a leader. What I realized at the Game Plan was that leaders in the company like Josh Spencer, who was a mentor of mine that I had the chance to spend time with and become friends with because of my decision to attend the event, didn't have some like secret tactics or anything like that. They just worked extremely hard on the basics, and they weren't worried about pushing products. They were actually in this to help people change their lives. So when I got back from the game plan, I reevaluated the way that I approached people. And after rereading some of the emails that I had recently sent out, I realized I had at some point turned my focus from helping people to selling people by sending them sales pitches rather than, you know, giving of myself without expecting anything in return. And from that point forward, I stopped. I stopped allowing myself to get offended when someone I had talked to about P90X or any of the other programs ended up buying it from Amazon or, you know, borrowing it from a friend. And I started to help people with their questions, not because I could personally benefit, but just because I have the ability to help them. Not only did this change my approach, you know, help me build incredible relationships with the people that I came into contact with, but because they trusted that my intentions were good, they actually started to refer their friends to sign up under me and have me as their coach as well. You know, that's really the point that my business started to flourish. Now, fast forward to today, and as it stands, I'm a qualifying 5-star diamond. And you guys want to know how many of those 5-star, 5 diamonds have actually bought something from me before they decided to become a coach? Not a single one of them. So had I not gotten out of my own way by working to overcome what I like to call IGS, which is instant gratification syndrome, then I would have lost out on so much more than that $30 product sale. I would have lost out on the 5 people that have impacted my team the most, who have, you know, since then completely blessed my life by being a part of it. And not to mention, they've earned me far more than the $30 commission I was worried about in the beginning. My first 6 months in the business, they were all about setting the framework for what was to come for both my team and myself. But it wasn't until January of this year that I really committed to stepping way outside my comfort zone and start to compete against the big dogs in the business as a leader. I knew that it was time for me to step out and lead for my team from the front and show them what was possible for a new coach in the business. And the perfect opportunity presented itself, like Jeff said, at the Super Saturday event in January, where they said that the top 3 Success Club point earners would win a trip to Cabo. And just as I threw myself out on YouTube back in the day with my P90X journey, I decided I was going to announce at the event that I was going to win that trip to Cabo. And that proclamation, it sent me into overdrive for the entire month. Sometimes I pulled all-nighters because I was just determined to give it my absolute best. And at the end of the month, I had learned that my best had earned me second place. And I cried when I found out, because I had realized that the hard work, you know, not just in January, but since day one, had not only changed my life, but it had changed me, and it had allowed me to become the person that I always knew that I wanted to be. It was after that challenge, you know, I was on fire, and very quickly that fire spread to my team, because we realized if we gave our all, we were as good a team as any, new or not. Since then, we've continued to use challenges, events, promotions, and all that to drive both my personal business and our team, which leads me to our most recent challenge and the one my team and I have benefited and grown from the most thus far, which was what Jeff just announced, the Success Club Team Challenge. I first heard about the Team Challenge in June at Summit, and I knew it would be a great opportunity to build my team, not only by creating new leadership, you know, asking up-and-coming coaches to step up as team captains and lead a team for the very first time. Number two, by having newer coaches placed in small groups of 5, and they could build close relationships with other coaches on the team and learn various approaches to the business and experiment during the challenge to figure out which one worked best for them. And, of course, I knew that I could motivate this team of mine to push outside their comfort zone by letting them know that we had a chance to place the top and that each of their efforts would help us to get there. So when it came time for me to decide who I would choose as my 5, I decided I wanted to leave the decision up to them, and I posted a private Facebook group, on our 5 private Facebook group, that I wanted to know which 4 wanted to step up and represent our dynasty by joining me and the challenge and giving it everything they've got to take our team to the top, not for prizes, but to represent our dynasty as a whole. And I took the first four people that responded, and I registered our team name, the Bombshell Dynasty. And then all of a sudden, on July 1st, I got a call from Beachbody letting me know that I needed to switch out one of my members because one of them had gone diamond the day before the challenge began. And so, scrambling, I gave them the only coach name that I could think of that wasn't already on a team, which was Shea Stanford, my brand new coach that had just signed up a few hours before. I try to make it a point to treat every coach that joins our family as my equal, because what I've learned is that if I treat them as the leaders I believe they can become, then they too eventually believe that of themselves. And that's exactly what I did with Shea from day one. You know, she didn't join our group as a new coach. She joined our group as an equal. And we set goals for July. We wanted to get her to Emerald, and we wanted to get her to Success Club 5, which she did. And then in August, we set our goals for four coaches and Success Club 10. And she blew that away. She ended up with six coaches, one of them Emerald, 15 Success Club points total. And in just 60 days, she's but steps away from reaching diamond. You know, I'm proud to say that the other three coaches on my team, Scotty Hobbs, who was number five out of all the individuals, talk about a leader jumping out of the sky. He just signed up in April, and I'm just incredibly proud of him. Laurel Heaton and Katie Hefner, they all advanced to diamond during the challenge period. But not only that, our entire organization has thrived and has actually doubled in size since the challenge began in July, which to me, no matter where our team officially placed in the challenge, we have already won. And Jess, I'd like to wrap up with a question for all the coaches to think about. What I want to know is, why is it that we're okay with paying thousands of dollars and spending years of our life in college or technical school to become educated in our area of interest so we can hopefully land a good job when we get out? Yet so many of us seem unwilling to make the small sacrifices by investing our time and our money to become product of the product and educate ourselves in this business, a business that can completely change your life, a business that will give you freedom, not only in the form of finances, but freedom of to be your own boss, to stay home with your family, a freedom to choose how you run your business, when you run your business, who you run your business with. Oh, and by the way, you'll never get laid off, and you'll never have to worry about cuts or quotas or deadlines or being replaced, because you're the CEO and you make all the decisions as to what you do with this opportunity and how far you guys take it. Because if you ask me, the sky is the limit with this thing. So that's what I wanted to share with you all today, and I'm so grateful to be on this call.
Hey, Lindsay, thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, as I listen to your story, I am absolutely confident there are thousands out there that have a story that may not be identical but is similar. But the turning point is where you made a decision and set a goal and set yourself out there outside of your comfort zone to say, this is what I'm going to do. That's what you did in Orlando with the Cabo trip. That's what you did at Summit when you said you were going to be at the top with the team challenge. And I guess the proof is in the pudding. So just thank you for your great example of leadership, one, two, of I think focusing on the very, very fundamentals of, you know what, you can make a difference. Set a goal, make a decision, and through hard work, good things will come. So, coaches, I hope you've been listening. I hope you've, if nothing else, picked up on that key element that if you haven't made that decision, make the decision. Be willing to publicize it. Put it out there. Lindsay put hers out on Facebook. Get it out there where you have to be accountable. And then start acting, start doing something. We've got our P90X2 that's a great conversation starter right now. Nobody has it. It's not out on the airwaves right now. You're the one that can drive that business. This is a great time of the year to build your business into the fall. We've got our other promotion by simply sponsoring one new coach on Shakeology Home Direct. You can earn a T-shirt. So there's something there for you for that, for just going out and sponsoring one new coach into the business. So it's a great month. We appreciate all you're doing. We appreciate you being part of Team Beachbody. You are who we are, but we need you to be better than you are, just like we need to be better than who we are as we move forward. That's how lives change. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining this call. Make it absolutely. Yes.
Sorry, bud. I was lurking. It's Carl, by the way.
Hey, I love when you lurk.
Well, can I were you about to close?
I am, so jump in.
Well, if I can take this home, I'm just so proud of everybody that was on in that Success Club Team Challenge. I wanted to jump in when I found out that we were announcing the winners today. And for the record, I found out with everybody else who the winners were, because it really was that close. And I do want to thank Lindsay. Frankly, that's the first, Lindsay, I'd ever heard your story, and I'm totally blown away and impressed, to say the least. You really have done amazing stuff. And what's really exciting about it is that moment of transition where you went from feeling like you had to be a salesperson, pushing product, pushing Shakeology, and instead making it about helping people. And there are very few salespeople in this world that can just launch into somebody's life, a stranger's life, and start talking about health and fitness and sell a product. It's a very difficult thing to do. That's what's beautiful about the relationship that Beachbody has with all the TV promotion and all the sales of P90X and Insanity and Turbo Fire and so on, that it provides a platform for you to find customers who want to do better, get better results. That's where you come in. That's where you offering Shakeology, you offering support, and offering that upside of inspiring people with the results that a customer gets and the chance to earn some money. When I hear somebody like Lindsay, and I realize that here's another person that didn't see herself necessarily as the CEO of her own business, but just did it, just did the work, built the foundation, realized that you don't start building a house and move right in. You got to build a foundation first. You have to build the walls. You don't just move in and expect it to be a million-dollar mansion from the first month, from the first couple months. It could take you a year to build a house symbolically that you can live in, like a Team Beachbody business can ultimately become. But you have to do that work. I've seen some emails and posts and Twitter complaints about the 1455 back office charges or you know, some of the requirements to be active. And people are just missing on the perspective of what this opportunity represents. They're focusing on the wrong thing. There's a guy out there with a video on YouTube that says, like, Team Beachbody sucks or something, and why he quit. Because he realized that it was network marketing, and the guy never looked under the surface of this concept of multi-level marketing, just what he could do to really succeed, to see what he could do to serve people, and that's what we're asking of people. So I don't want to go too long, except to say I am so grateful and proud of people like Lindsay, people who achieve their dreams by working for it, people who show up for themselves. I'm proud to work next to you guys, and I feel like I'm working with, you know, people who are really serving humanity, and that's the people who show up on this call. And beyond that, the people who share this phone call with their downline. We still have to do better. A year ago, we talked about this concept called the Bucket Brigade. The Bucket Brigade, if you remember the old days of firefighting, was when there'd be a lineup of people, and they'd have a bucket at the well, and they'd pass it down the brigade until they could put that fire out. That's what we are. Your job is to make sure that everybody knows. I did this blog post this week about a woman who her son, who's an active duty Marine, quit the business because he didn't know that he could be a team beach body coach and not have to pay the fees. And the fees, he basically was dismissing the business because he didn't feel like he could work it when he was overseas. He didn't know about the active military, that the fees are waived. That's because the bucket brigade was not working at passing that information down line. You've got to talk to people. You've got to stay plugged in with what Beachbody's doing. And you've got to make sure that your downline understands what's going on or they're not working for you. Please don't let September pass and not share what's going on at Beachbody. Don't let us get into the first quarter of next year and then you decide to build your business. Right now is when you got to build that platform so that you, next year, are living in that million-dollar house. Again, symbolically speaking, now is when you build the platform. So I'll end the call saying that it takes work. I'm working really hard right now. I'm working as hard as I've ever worked, and in fact, I'm going to work harder, inspired by Lindsay, because I realize when you're backed up against the wall doesn't cave. You got to push forward, and that's what I'm doing. I'm making this week as productive a week as I've ever experienced. Not by doing busy work, but by doing the things that really make things happen. I'm creating my own art. I'm going for greatness. I'm not settling for anything but the best, and that's what I'm hoping for you. Let's get out there. Let's go do it. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, everybody, for getting on this call, and let's make it a good darn week. Okay, thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you. I'll see you on Twitter. I'll see you on Facebook. And a reminder, I'm following on Twitter. Anybody who lets me know that they pre-ordered P90X2, that's you or your customers, I'm following them so that we can all start together in January and do this thing for the biggest success ever. So let's get out there and make it happen. Let's help some people. Thank you, everybody.